WMCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. Your life reimagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing.
248-545-SOUL.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrian. And together, we're Voices of Soul. I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. My website, jeanadrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. I've got a ton of tools out there to help you grow. And while you're out on my website, please sign up for my newsletter, and I'll send you a free subscription to the online version of my InnerSpeak cards. Those are the cards that I use to do clearings on the show today. You can also book a private session with me for more in-depth clearing. Lori?
I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years' experience, an intuitive holistic healer for the past 20 years with over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at intuitivesoul.com. You can join up for my newsletter as well and receive some discounts on some of my services. You can book a private session with me. You can also book a session with Gene and I, which is a half-hour special only for Sky listeners. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we go on throughout the show. All right, so we've got a lot to talk about. I think, you know, Gene brought up a really great point about how everybody's been in the spring mood, and then, you know, all hell broke loose. So I know a lot of people are
literally.
I know a lot of people are going through a little bit of tension right now. It is possibly going to get a little bit more tense this week with the solar eclipse coming up. But you can give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting so that we can be clear in giving and offering our guidance. Okay, so yeah, bring that point up, Jean, because I think it's a big one.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a metaphor that I saw around me, and it kind of struck me today in that it got to be spring here in Atlanta, and everybody pulled out their, you know, white shoes because it was after Easter, and I put my garden in, and, you know, everything was just, like, wonderful, and then all of a sudden it turned cold again. And caused everyone to retreat back into their shells and back into their winter clothes and me to cover my garden up every day. And, you know, I think it's a metaphor for, you know, we started this month off with that powerful Aries new moon. And then, you know, there's just been so much chaos reigning supreme for the last week. And a lot of us have just sort of forgotten the commitments that we made to ourselves and to the universe, you know, and we've pulled back into that same old, clammy, familiarity, safe place, which doesn't serve any of us, really, you know. And, you know, so I wanted to throw that out to folks because, you know, that's what Lori and I are here to do. We're here to help you get back into your center, you know, and we're in this gibbous moon right now, which is pretty intense as well, which is all about staying centered and focused as you move up to the full moon energy. So, you know, I would like to invite people to give us a call if you are feeling shaken and you need some focus to pull you back onto your path, onto your target, and onto your goals. Call in. The number's 248-545-SOUL, 248-545-7685, or come in on instant feedback and please tell us the whole story. And nothing but the truth, because, you know, if we can't talk to you to get verification on stuff, you know, we need to have it, you know, in the instant feedback.
First, I have to say, well, there is the difference between Canada and the United States, because here in Canada, we do not bring the white shoes out until we've had our long weekend in May. Now, some of us here call it May 2-4 weekend. I have no idea what that would mean. And the other of us just, you know, call it Queen Victoria's birthday. So that's why most of us call it May 2 4 weekend. And yeah, we don't bring out our white shoes until then. And you know,
here it's after Easter. You're not allowed to wear white shoes till after Easter, or your mommy will spank you.
I think that's funny. But yeah, I think a lot of people. Oh, see, now our producer is saying, Gene, that you maybe in Atlanta, you can bring them out at Easter. But our producer here is saying Memorial Day, which is the weekend after hours.
Because, you know, I've got a friend who's also a Facebook friend, and he's a manly man. And right after Easter, the Monday after Easter, he posted on Facebook, "Oh, thank God Easter's passed. Now we can bring out our white shoes." And he lives in Colorado.
All right. So you southern states can do that, but we got to wait. That's funny. Yeah, but, you know, we've had some pretty cold weather here, and we're fingers crossed, we're thinking we're going to be in the double digits. Now, of course, it means a little bit different here than it does there.
Yeah, exactly.
But double digits for us is about 50 degrees, so 50 on for the next while. It's saying that we might be out of the single digits, so fingers crossed that that's what's going to happen here. So it does have people thinking about spring, but of course, you know, with what happened last week and, you know, this new solar eclipse, there is a lot of thought that there's going to be some, you know, tense energies, but it really is about you, you know, really looking at the things that come up for you. Are the things you are here as kind of your core values, your core issues that you're looking at in this life. So the things that come up are really giving you an opportunity with Taurus to sort of ground that, you know, everything's going to be in Taurus now. So that's already started. It's really about, you know, grounding it in. So bringing it down. So all the actions that you thought about in April are now supposed to be sort of grounded in. And, so it is for a benefit that, you know, these eclipses come. It does work energy for like 6 months. So 6 months ago when we had our last set of eclipses, the new moon corresponds with this one. So things that you've been working on for the last 6 months should start moving forward. But it is there to help us, you know, clear away the things that are still, you know, those peak things that are still interfering with us, so still kind of blocking us. So we'd like to hear about them from you. Give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685.
Well, now this eclipse stream is a bit different than they usually are because we have three in a row.
Yeah, it's been happening the last few years. I don't know if we had one last year, but I think we did. It's really strange because it's not common to have three in a row at all. But lately it feels like, you know, one a year. It's been strange. Maybe we did skip a year last year, but we have been having those. And I mean, I guess it's better than having three sets of eclipses, which we've also had.
Yeah, you know, you get pretty bruised, don't you?
Well, it really is there to sort of, you know, bring the light on, especially a solar eclipse, bring the light on all the things we're sort of missing.
Yeah, you know.
As I'm thinking that, I think it's a lunar eclipse, not a solar eclipse. All right, let me take that back. I think it's a lunar eclipse because it's a full moon. I think a solar eclipse happens on a new moon.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah.
You're stronger in this astrology stuff than me. I just know that, you know, it's powerful stuff. I got to tell you, I experienced something. I want to share this on the air because I experienced something recently that has to do with astrology. Have you heard of the modality called human design?
I think you brought it up in your last newsletter. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
Right.
And I got to tell you, this is really profound. They use the same information to create your chart, and you can do it for yourself for free. And it's ihdschool.com, I think, is the website. And you can, you know, punch it in there, and it'll pull your chart up for you for free. But it combines astrology, it combines I Ching, and it gives you a real level of uniqueness to yourself, you know, that of all of the billions of people that are walking in the earth plane, there are generally less than 300 people that have the same design template.
Huh.
Yeah. And I learned so much from it, not the least of which was patience. You know, that my particular design type is supposed to wait until the universe flows stuff to me, rather than I'm not supposed to be an initiator. And I looked back over my life and I realized that every time, pretty much, that that I've tried to initiate stuff, I've really made a mess out of things. When it would have been much better, you know, that if I would have just waited. Classic example of that was the launch of my book. I was originally told by the publisher that it was to launch January 25th. And then they said, oh, it'll be on Amazon.com on December 15th. So my publicist and I started trying to do a book launch around it being on Amazon.com. And it got all balled up to the point that it didn't actually get on Amazon.com until the 25th, like it was originally supposed to. But I wasted a lot of time and money, you know, and frustration level, trying to make it happen early when I should have waited.
You know, I find that that happens, you know, that's that whole bit about, you know, the doing versus being. And when we get caught up in the outside world and we think that, you know, we have to change, fix, or, you know, it's like our ego, our mind, we just get caught up in what we have to do instead of how we need to be. It's interesting, yeah. So it sounds very cool what you've been working on. We just got an instant feedback from Angela, and I just wanted to point out two things for that. Yes, happy Earth Day. It's happy Earth Day. Totally forgot.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally forgot. This is the day that we turn the lights out tonight, right? For an hour? I think so.
I think that's what we do here. Yes, you can.
I think that's what we do here in Canada. We turn the lights out for an hour between 7 and 8. So that's to celebrate Earth Day. Do we want to start this maybe?
Sure.
The other question, or the other answer to one of your questions, Angela, is my host today is Jean Adrian, and she can be found at jeanadrian.com, and she's with us every second and fourth Monday of the month. So, all right. So, Angela's done a lot of work on herself, clearing negativity and gaining confidence that she never had. She was told in the past that she's close to that next transitional phase. Can you tell me if my energy is still in that healing process, or do I have a good balance? All right. You know, I'm thinking let's go for our first break.
Sure.
And we'll come back, Angela, and answer that question and do some healing.
Yeah, absolutely. It is time for us to honor our sponsors and do a station break. But when we come back, Lori and I are going to talk more about spring and the energies thereof. And we'll provide you with readings and clearing. So give us a call now. The number is 248-545-SOUL, 248-545-7685, or come in on instant feedback on the homepage of skyradio.com. You're listening to Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the new Sky Radio powered by CBS. Hang in there. Stay with us.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's new skyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake.
wait. Birds, snakes, and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Speed it up a notch. Speed grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire in a fire. Representative seven games in the government for hire in the combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down. My team reporters battle Trump, Janet Prop. Look at that, no planes, fine, death. Uh-oh, overflow, population comic book, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself. World serves its own needs. Listen to your heart, bleed. Dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right. Right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, right. My feeling, pretty sight.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Slice and burn, return, listen to yourself, turn. Locking in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate. Automotive, centering, light a candle, light a motor, step down, watching heel, crush, crush, uh-oh. This means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear. Tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. New Horizons.
No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call now.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Voices of Soul. I'm Lori Houston. Today, Gene Adrian and I, we're talking about spring. We're talking about the solar eclipse that's coming a little bit later this week. Just letting you know to sort of buckle down and be ready and get ready to clear away all the stuff. We're ready to assist you with readings and clearings. So you can give us a call now. 248-545-SOUL, that's 248-545-7685, or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting. Give us the story. That will assist us to assist you better. You can find more information about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, and you can book a private session today. You can also book a private session with both Gene and I. It's a half-hour special just for Sky listeners. So if you contact us either through my website, Intuitive Soul, or Gene's at GeneAdrian.com, you can get more information from us about that. It's only $75. Later on, I'll give you a toll-free number that you can also call. All right, so we were talking with Angela. She wants to know about, you know, being told in the past that she's ready for the next transition stage, and she's wondering if her energy is still in the healing process or if she has good balance. I'm picking up some interesting stuff for you, Angela. I'm getting that, you know, you're pretty much at a place where you're beginning to create the things that you're wanting. I see new love coming into your life. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean a new relationship, although indications show that there's possibly a new relationship coming into your life at this time or shortly thereafter. So that is a big possibility. But it also is, you know, reconnecting with yourself, having a lot of self-love, you know, balancing the yin-yang or balancing the masculine and the feminine within you. So I'm thinking that you're starting to have a really good balance. It shows me here that you're working really hard at it. Maybe you're working too hard. Remember to have some fun. Remember to get out there, and maybe that's why this relationship stuff is coming up too. You don't mention anything about a relationship, but it's like you need to sort of balance not only all the work you're doing spiritually, the work you're doing for your career, the work you're wanting to do, you know, in every area of your life. So bring it in every area, because it looks like you've been working really, really hard. And so you're either working really, really hard at both your spiritual and your career, and you've been sort of avoiding or not working very hard at relationship stuff. Everything is interconnected. Everything helps to bring that inner balance within you and that inner happiness within you. So I'm going to say, you know, look at all the areas in your life, bring balance into every area. Don't just focus on one or two, and lighten up. It's all about having fun. Realize that this is just a game, and lighten up and enjoy yourself. It doesn't have to be, there's no hurry to get somewhere, because once you're somewhere that you think you're supposed to be, there's always another place to go. So it's not about getting somewhere. It's just about enjoying everything that you have. So enjoy it all. Jean?
Yeah, so what's making you think that you might be, you know, actually, back up, erased. Let me start it over again. What we're dealing with here, Angela, is birth trauma. And so here you are giving birth to a new Angela, you know, stepping into the powerful Angela with the straight spine that moves forward and does what she wants to do and faces love openly and receives. And what happened at birth was something made your little soul feel like you were being punished for something you didn't do. Don't know if it was a contract change or what it was, but it broke your little soul heart. And caused you to lose faith in yourself, in others, and in God, and left you stuck with a belief in struggle, struggling to earn love. So we need to clear this so that you can move into this new wonderful space that Lori's seeing for you. So what I want you to do is I want you to call in an angel and ask for help. And the angel that I would like you to call in is Stamera. Stamera is the angel of forgiveness. And I want you to ask Stamera to assist you in forgiving. You need to forgive your parents for whatever it was that made you realize at the point of birth, at a subconscious level, that it wasn't what you wanted. I need you to ask Stamera to help you actually to forgive Creator Source, because I think it has something to do with being separate from love, you know, that is causing you to not have faith in yourself, others, and God. And then after you do that forgiveness work, I want you to look at yourself in an imaginary mirror. And I want you to see this overshadowing there that has blocked you from being able to fully receive and trust yourself and others. And I just want you to gently blow that image away, that overshadowing image away, so that you can see this bright beam of light that is you. And so that you can see how powerful you are and step into it. And you receive blessings for contacting us today, Angela. The first blessing is a healing from your awakened inner. And the second blessing is a blessing of courage to follow your heart's command, and it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, to your guides. All right.
Thank you, Angela. Our next is a phone call from Trish. Hi, Trish.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My question is, I'm a finalist for a new job opportunity, and I wanted to make sure when I go for my final interview, which is this week, that I'm going in with no blocks, no issues.
Nice. When is your interview?
Thursday. Why are you laughing?
It's a full moon.
Thursday is the solar eclipse, or the lunar eclipse that's coming, which is why I asked you the question, because I had this feeling that it was. Don't don't let that sort of influence you, but just be aware that things may not appear quite the way they are, so that, you know, just be ready for whatever comes up. But just know that this is an intense day. So if they offer you something, and it's not like Mercury's in retrograde or anything, if they offer you something, you know, just say that you'd like to think a couple days about it. Just don't, maybe not make any big decisions on a lunar eclipse, okay? That's the only, that's the first thing that came up, which is why we were sort of giggling a little bit, just because it's an intense day and we've sort of been talking about it all show. It's the day. So just be aware, it's a full moon. Crazy things happen, but with the eclipse energy, it's going to be much more intense, okay?
Well, and it will settle out in 2 weeks, you know, when the next eclipse happens.
Yeah. And the next eclipse is a really very beneficial one, but don't put too much on that. Just, you know, just be aware that that's an intense day. So if you're feeling things, that's what I would recommend. Just make sure you're early for everything. Don't try it. Don't do everything at the last minute. Like, really be prepared for this one. Like, really be prepared so that you're there early. You're on, you know, so that you'll be on time. There may be delays. There may be all sorts of things happening that day. Just prepare for everything, okay? That would be the big thing, I'd say. It looks like you're juggling some stuff, so I'm not sure if you're going to hear the decision right away. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I know that Jean, when we get back from the break, or maybe be able to start it before, we may be able to, she'll clear away whatever it is that's sort of interfering. There is something that's beginning to clear up for you, so I'm not sure. I have a feeling that it's relationship dynamics that sort of push your buttons when you're in a job. So I'm just going to say, you know, be really extra cautious as you move into, you know, this final interview. I feel once Jean works through some of the stuff, I think that, you know, you're definitely in a place where you're working on what it is that you need to work on so that you can be very clear and ready. There's a lot of keys coming for you. Let's just put it that way. And I think a lot of big information is going to be coming to you on Thursday. But really, really be ready and prepared for it. Just expect.
Well, let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
It was
originally
scheduled for Tuesday. And it was moved this morning. Should I read anything into that?
That's something on their end that it has nothing to do with you. It's just, it is unfortunate that it got changed, but that doesn't mean anything. I think there's something that Jean's going to help you clear away this morning or this afternoon, right now when we get back from break, that will assist you to make sure you're in a very powerful place for this interview. Just make sure you have, you know, you've crossed the T's and dotted the I's. Let's just really be ready for it, okay? But I get that it has great potential for you. You're going to be learning a lot of stuff, and think of it that way, and let's see what happens. I look forward to hearing from you afterwards. I think we need to go to break, though, before Jean.
We do. Yes, we do. Yeah, it's time for us to take our second break of the day. You're listening to Jean Adrian and Lori Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com. While you're there, check out my new book, Power Tools. Sign up for my newsletter, and I'll give you a free subscription to the cards that I use to do these clearings so that you can work on yourself in the privacy of your home or on your computer. And after the break, we're going to bring you more messages and clearings, so call in now. The number's 248-545-7685. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions in my heart. Like, why are we here and where do we go? And knock on me so hard. It's Not always easy, and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Moments just might find their way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do, but if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between. With only two, just me and you, not so many things we got to do, or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. When I sleep, and I wake, and when I wake up, you look so pretty, sleeping next to me. But there is not enough time, and there is no song I could sing, and there is no combination of words I could say, but I will still tell you one thing, we're better together.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The more I see, the less I know.
Call now.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. Voices of Soul is a show dedicated to assist you to receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Gene Adrian can be found at GeneAdrian.com, and myself, Lori Houston, can be found at IntuitiveSoul.com. We have shows now every second and fourth Monday, and it's from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time on New Sky Radio. If you have any questions, we're here now to assist you with readings and clearing, so give us a call, 248-545-SOUL, that's 248-545-7685, or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is you're wanting so that we can assist you. All right, so I think, Jean, you're up with Trish.
Yeah, Trish, so yours is a birth trauma as well. Here you are trying to start a new job, and you're dealing with some birth issues, and we need to clear these away because the setup around your birth, it says you felt powerless, you felt like a servant, and the second piece of setup says felt like a failure, ruin, and poverty. So those are not good energies to go into a new job with, and they're energies you've been carrying your entire life. The soul reaction at birth was that your instincts and your self-worth were wounded, and the stuck belief is, I am broken. So, yeah, we don't want you to go on Thursday, all dressed up and ready to go, and carrying on your back energies that, that you had from birth. So don't know if you do you know the circumstances around your birth? What might have been this feeling powerless thing?
Hopefully she's listening still, but she's no longer on the phone.
Oh, okay. All right. So here are the clearings. The first thing that I want you to do is to clear away the energetic debris that makes you feel like you felt when you were born. In other words, feeling broken and with self-worth wounded. And this energetic debris is inside your body, out in your field, and it looks like mirrors. So I want you to clear all those away. Just get a big broom and sweep that out of your field. Let the angels take it away. And then you've got some other old stuck energy, and it's in your heart area. It's wounded heart stuff. And it just looks like dark, you know, dense energy. So look inside your heart and release all that old stuck energy in your heart. And let the angels take that away as well. And then I want you to do the same thing that we did with the first caller. I want you to pretend like you're looking at yourself in a mirror. And I want you to blow away all the energy of the wounded, broken person who's got self-worth issues, who feels powerless. Just gently blow until all that's gone so that you, too, can see your strong, powerful self. And the blessings that you receive for doing this work, first one is gangbusters, opening to miracles. The second one is renewed faith in yourself. So you can go into this interview on Thursday and hit a home run. So just do the homework and let go of the past and give thanks, because it's gratitude that owns every clearing. So we love you. Best of luck on your interview. Go in there and do a hat trick.
All right. So our next instant feedback is from Kathy. Kathy's trying to lose some weight and get in better shape. She's doing the program that I've had on my one or two of my shows. I have actually another show coming up at the end of the month. And it's dietless.info. It is a good program, but she seems to be sabotaging herself by not doing what she should be. I don't know why she doesn't know why she's doing this. She needs to get in better shape for her health. Any ideas? Okay, so Kathy, couple things. Look at your motivation as to why you're doing it, and make sure that it's really for your own health and well-being. So you're really in alignment with that within your soul. So you're not trying to do something outside, but you're really trying to just align everything within your body, bringing more balance back into your life. But you got to look at your motivation. Now, Armin is really good about the IntelliKey classes and bringing, you know, that meditation that we do to, you know, bring some of the things that you're having difficulty with, bring them into the movie so that you can change it in the movie instead of you trying to do it through your will. But I get that really it's like you're taking a little bit of time now to get ready for the real work that you're wanting to do. The weather hasn't been great. It's starting to improve. Once I think the weather starts to improve more, you're going to feel a little bit motivated more to get outside, so that you'll start doing your walking the way you're supposed to. The food program really isn't that difficult, but like you say, you're sort of sabotaging. You're not just sabotaging in one area, you're sort of sabotaging in a few different areas. So, you know, put that in the movie so that the movie really begins to reflect where you are right now and where you're wanting to be, and make it that you're in it now instead of something that you're trying to change or fix or heal within yourself. So really come from a very balanced place within yourself instead of, you know, trying to fill some void. Because right now, I think there's some emotional stuff that's going on. I think you're trying to fill a void with this. And the sabotage is helping you sort of keep that void there, because there's some part of you that doesn't feel worthy. There's some part of you that, you know, doesn't think you can be healthy. There's just this big piece that's sort of blocking you. So I know Jean's going to be able to assist you, but right now I'm getting, even though your wish is going to happen, like I'm getting that, you know, you have the major wish there, everything's going to happen. It's just, this is a quiet time for you for whatever reason. And it's like you're getting prepared to make the changes and do the changes, but don't try and do it through your will. Try and do it through, you know, the IntelliKey teachings or the meditation that Armand offers. So do it there first, and then allow the changes to sort of happen instead of you trying to force them to happen. But you've got all the keys. It's like there's somebody, it's not just you that's sabotaging yourself. I think there's somebody in your life also that's sabotaging you. So that kind of keeps you stuck where you are. and this person feels very closed down. It may be a partner, it may be a family member, but it is somebody that, you know, that also doesn't want you necessarily to be successful. So, you know, just, again, change it in your movie. Change that, you know, this person is, you know, overwhelmingly supportive of what you're doing, and it doesn't matter whether that person, you know, supports you or not, but yet there they are supporting you 100%. And, you know, even though it feels like things are hung up right now, you will be planning and things will move through. So, Jean?
Yeah, boy, this is one I would love to have you on the phone. And I love Lori's choice of words because they match up with my cards perfectly. So the first source on this is self-sabotage to avoid transforming. The second source card says overwhelmed by an authority figure. I would love to know what's going on in your relationships. Because, yeah, there's somebody who is not serving you for your highest good. The setup says denied infidelity and punished for another's misdeeds. I don't know if this is somebody being unfaithful to you and lying about it, or if it's you not being true to yourself, because you do also, you know, you do admit in your instant feedback that you know what you should be doing, but you're not doing it. So could be either way. Without talking to you, I don't know. But the soul reaction, sweetie, is that your ability to be in relationship has been disrupted, and the stuck belief is I'm not taken seriously. And if you know what you're supposed to be doing and you're not doing it, you're not taking yourself seriously. So first thing I want you to do is I want you to just take a moment. I want you to stomp your feet, yell and scream, do whatever you need to do, but I want you to let go of all that anger that is inside you. And if you're not in a place where you can do that right now, I want you to wait till you get home. Go in the shower, turn the shower on, and get in there and scream and holler. Or get in your car, roll the windows up, and drive down the freeway and scream and holler. But you need to get all this anger, give it a vent so that it can come out. And then when it's gone, you can release your fear along with it. You've got energetic debris of mirrors in your body and in your field. And this keeps attracting to you these sabotage opportunities. So take a moment and close your eyes, find all the mirrors, and hand them over to the angels to take them away. And this whole energetic mess is stuck in your solar plexus, so it's probably belly fat you're dealing with, because it's right there on between your belly button and your heart. I want you to put your attention on your solar plexus, and I want you to invite it to open up and to release all the wounds to your power. And as those are flowing out of you, just say, I'm sorry I created this. Please forgive me. I love each and every one of you little wounds. And thank you very much. And you receive blessings for doing that work. The first blessing you receive is release from overwhelm. And the second blessing is the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence so that you can be successful on this program and you can take care of Kathy for all the right reasons. And we thank you for contacting us. So,
I think it's break time.
Yes, I think you're right. This will be our final break for today. Wow, we're flying through this hour, aren't we? If you like the work that Lori and I are doing today and you want more in-depth clearing, you can visit me on my website, jeanadrian.com, or Lori's website, intuitivesoul.com. And you can sign up for a one-on-one session with either one of us, or you can take advantage of both of us for half an hour for $75. And this is only available to Sky listeners, so you can contact either one of us on our website, or when we come back from break, Lori's going to give you a toll-free number that you can call to sign up for that special. So this is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the new Sky Radio, powered by CBS, and we'll be right back.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call now.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Voices of Soul. You can find more information on Jean at her website, jeanadrian.com. And myself, you can look at intuitivesoul.com. We offer a half-hour special just for Sky listeners We don't offer do half-hour services. This is just for Sky listeners, and we double team it. So we do. I do a reading, and Jean does a healing. And if you want more information on that, it's only $75, but if you want to call to book an appointment, you can either reach us at our websites, jeanadrian.com or intuitivesoul.com, or you can call my toll-free number, 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. We got some feedback from Angela, who said that we were right on. She needs to remember to have more fun. She's working way too hard and was wondering about the new love, whether it was an intimate relationship or business. And what I was getting while I was doing the reading is that it could actually be both, but there was definitely a relationship that was sort of perking in that. So it will definitely move into something, but you're right. It could be all sorts of areas. So just be really open to it. There's definitely some stuff. And she was just commenting that, yes, we do have Earth Day and we are supposed to turn our lights off, which I was pretty sure we do here anyway. The other thing I wanted to mention was because of Kathy, if you want more information on the diet list, weight loss program that I'm talking about, I'm actually doing another show with Armand on Monday. So next Monday on the 29th, we'll be back and we'll be talking more about that. So if you're interested, stay tuned, be with us next Monday. All right. So we've got Lauren from LA who says good morning, where it's pretty much afternoon here, but she's looking for employment for the next couple months. I was wondering if she's making progress in this area over the summer or getting past her self-doubt, wondering about guides, etc. We'll just deal with one question, which will be the employment. I'm picking up that it's definitely possible, Lauren. I'm not sure. You seem to have all the tools ready for you, so there's something that Jean's going to help clear for you, because I'm getting, you know, some really positive things here. It looks like you're juggling right now. So I do feel that self-doubt is part of the problem and maybe some sabotaging that is not allowing you to move forward the way you would like. But I get really positive things. So you're definitely on the right track. You're definitely doing some of the things you need to be doing. Really hold that wish clear. Just, you know, don't make it about money. Make it about your heart. Make it about passion. Find something within what you're wanting to do that really makes your heart sing, so that you're moving in alignment with your soul and not, you know, struggling to work out some of the past stuff. Like, move it in a different direction. Really be open and positive. But I see a lot of stuff, and I see possibly either it's a big corporation or it's somebody that you know. It's a male that you know that's going to help you get into it. So it's one or the other. It's either somebody you know that's a male that's going to help you get into a job that you're wanting, or it's a big corporation. So I don't know what it is that you're trying to get into, Lauren, but I get that, you know, everything's there. Let's Jean assist you with whatever's holding you back.
Yeah, and so what I'm getting is holding you back is you're feeling really overwhelmed by an authority figure where you are, and going through a little self-sabotage, you know, there, which is why you're wondering about change. You know, and that's the old thing about wherever you go, there you are. So we need to clear this, and then you can do whatever it is you want to do. The setup says you're feeling like you're being punished for something you didn't do. And the other card in setup says child or loved one taken away. I'm not sure what that's all about. The stuck belief the soul reaction that we're dealing with here is shame and humiliation. And there's a stuck belief you're hanging on to, sweetie, and that's I'm not lovable. So let's do some clearings real quick, and that way, you know, you can let go of what you're feeling and reclaim your power and then make other decisions based on that. So this is sitting in your solar plexus as well. I want you to put your attention on your solar plexus, on your power center, and invite it to open and release all of the wounds that are coming from this, whatever, this feeling overwhelmed by an authority figure and feeling punished for something you didn't do and the shame and humiliation. Just let it all go, baby. Don't hold on to that anymore. And look out at the edge of your field, because you've tried to protect yourself by putting like a shell around yourself. It's a clear, transparent egg. And it's keeping you from seeing all the possibilities and keeping you kind of stuck in this I'm not lovable energy. that's creating self-sabotage. So I want you to look out at the edge of your field, find that shell, and just dissolve it. And then I want you just to ask that your vibration be raised as high as is humanly possible. Let's lift yourself out of this place where you're feeling right now and let it go. And you receive blessings. The first blessing is the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence, and renewed faith in yourself. And it's gratitude that owns that clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks. And wow, it's been a great show, hasn't it?
It has. I think we've got we definitely got what we were looking for, which is a nice full show of
yes.
you know a different variety of people calling in for different things. We're here for you. We know
Absolutely.
What it's kind of like.
And we'll be back in 2 weeks doing yeah. this again.
I think it's three, though, because I think there's an extra Monday in there. So.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Cool. I haven't looked at the calendar lately, huh?
The 13th of May.
All right. So thank you so much for being a part of our lives and a part of our show. You've been listening to Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS. We love you. Ciao.
Ciao.